Jesus, lady, you want to slow down? You're pounding those things. You were uninhibited 3 drinks ago. Come on, just take a sip. Oh, and there she goes. Love that. What? You're not following in her footsteps? Alcohol poisoning not make for good family bonding? I should count my blessings, honestly. One less sloppy mess to inevitably drag to the car. Yeah, well, your sister's... Nothing. So, why are you here again? Well, you're not dancing. You're not getting plastered. And I know for a fact, this environment isn't fun if you're not doing either. Well, I mean, I guess it is fine if your friend doesn't ditch you in favor of slurred speech. But I am mostly sober. And I'm struggling. Because I shouldn't have to get drunk to have fun with my friend. I mean, this wasn't even the plan. None of this was the plan. We were supposed to maybe go get like a couple drinks. Honestly, I had drinks at home. I thought it would be fun to make them, but no, she wanted to like go out. That was like a last minute kind of compromise. And then we were supposed to head back to my place and relive our childhood sleepovers. I don't know if you've ever done that. I don't know what you guys did. Ninja Turtles and pizza and video games. Kind of the same thing. You know, like, I bought face masks and got out my old VHSs. I got my Con Air twister from my mom's basement. It was supposed to be girly and nostalgic and cliche and fun. And that's what we agreed on. It was her idea, by the way, until she decided, no, we needed to bar hop. We needed to bar hop instead. Oh, and yeah, also, let's just invite other people. Like, no need to ask. Just bring them along. That's what this night needed. Yeah? Then why did you come? What did she even tell you we were going to be doing? I assume she didn't mention any of the slumber party. I can definitely tell you that watching her waste herself on daiquiris, at least in public, wasn't one of the agreed upon activities. I don't know if she told you something different. Yep. You shouldn't be surprised. She's always had a penchant for sending out random invites. For seemingly no reason. But, you know, it's kind of the typical, like, oh yeah, sure, you should join us. It'll be so much fun. What? Oh, my close friend that I haven't spent any time with for the past, like, couple months? Why would she mind? The more the merrier. I mean, I could get it if it was, like, a mutual friend, right? With similar interests. I might invite that, but at least then it would probably... It'd probably be another woman. Well, see, that's kind of the thing about girls' nights. No Y chromosomes allowed. And we haven't had one in so long. And we used to do it all the time. And I don't think it was asking for much. I really don't. Just, hey, let's order pizza and do our hair. We can talk about boys and watch early 2000 chick flicks. Hey, also, on the off chance you randomly want to bring your brother into the mix, maybe don't. Right, but my bad. I guess I should have specified. Look, I'm bitching a lot. I love her. She We've been friends for years. She feels like my sister, and that is her saving grace because she is just so... Yeah. Just inconsiderate. No, I don't... I mean, you're already here. She's your ride, right? So just... Might as well enjoy it. I assume you're also invited to the after party, what has become the after party. And I would tell you that there aren't enough face masks, but I also have a feeling that the rest of the night is... This tastes like sugar and piss. What, you don't know what that tastes like? Mr. CDC over here. Live a little. Oh, yep. There she goes. Oh, wow. I didn't realize this was her song. Well, she's not singing the right lyrics. I don't think she's heard this before. No, please. She always dances off rhythm. No need to be drunk for that. I feel like that's something you ought to already know. But... great. Oh, the night gets better. Wow. That is, what a hairstyle. God, she better not bring that guy over here. She chooses the worst men. I don't know how aware of that you are, but... good. Then I'm not ruining any perceptions. I have put up with this way too. That is not living a little. That it's just, it's being a reckless. No. Nothing. Gonna be out here a while. Can you come help me with something? Yeah, then just for a sec. Let her cease dance in peace. She doesn't need our judgment to have a good time. No, it's nothing serious. I would ask your sister, but since she is preoccupied, I gotta go to the next best thing. What? It's the ladies' room, but it's also single stall. I promise you, it's nicer in here than it is out there. Just real quick. See? Potpourri. What do you think? Situation that's gotten a little out of hand. It's fine. If she wants to abandon our plans without asking my opinion, that's okay. She can do that. But I'm also happy to deal out the consequences. And she's always been so protective of you. You've always been off limits. But if she doesn't respect girl code, why should I? Well, maybe she shouldn't have brought you along then. Especially looking like that. What did she expect to happen? Eventually, someone was gonna make a move. At some point, at one of the outings you inevitably show up at with a flimsy invitation, one of her friends was going to give it a try. Luckily for you, it just so happens to be me. Don't. You expect me to believe you've never thought about this? Just 30 minutes ago, I caught you staring at my cleavage. I mean, you've probably done it since then, but this time it was really, I mean, you didn't even fucking try. And I might have even emphasized it for you. Might. Is that the real reason you agreed to come out tonight? Let's hang around while I'm in a tight little dress. Oh, you like it? I like how I fill it up. Oh, you ought to know. You've always made a point to walk behind me. And now you get the pleasure of wondering if I swing my hips like that naturally, or if I'm just putting on a show. It's already a damp spot. You really did fantasize about this, didn't you? Oh, were you praying for it? It's pathetic. Does that seriously turn you on? Oh, prove my point. What's not to like? You don't like my thumb tracing the head. Should I play with the shaft less? You still have your boxers on. I feel like that would lessen the sensation. I think I'll just take it out. That'll be better. Change of temperature at each layer. Really lets me know what I'm getting myself into. It's like each one is a warning sign telling me to go back. And I just waltz right past it. Hold still. Actually, I don't have a scrunchie. Hold my hair. Get it out of my face. A gentle touch, I like that. Thanks. Don't let it slip. I can tell you showered before this, much appreciated. You always smell good, it's fucking annoying. And don't let it get to your head. Speaking of, this one's gonna get some extra attention. Shut up. Don't forget that you're in public. You want those sounds getting out to everyone at the bar. Definitely don't want them to hear this one. I don't know, you love that trick. What a dirty little third wheel. Just has his cake and eats it too. You wonder why you fucking annoy me. Excuse you? Since when did I say that you can control my pace? Hair handles are a privilege, not a right. Exactly. Sorry. I guess we should hurry. That only a matter of time before someone knocks. No, that's not it. You don't want to fuck me? I'm devastated. Even though you were gasping my name 15 seconds ago. I liked that. Let me. Seem to be struggling against the condom. Gliding right on, isn't it? You weren't even a little bit pissed. She put you in this position. She always puts you in this position. And I've been a fucking bitch to you all night. Does something for you now. So maybe that's why you came. Or at least why you stayed. What then? Are you just a little slut like your sister? What if I brought you out to the dance floor? What I do all to myself? How hard would you grind into my ass? Would you be able to compose yourself? Would you just manage to come right there? I knew it. Stress only works with us all. Imagine if I wasn't wet. I know how to turn myself on. Giving head may be a trigger. Why are you just gonna push me into the wall like that and then tease? You can put it in. Excuse me, not wet enough? It's presumptuous. Well, rubbing my clit isn't gonna hurt. Tease my slut again. Tease my slut. Christ, I'm not a total cunt. I can be polite. See? Wet enough to slip a finger. You're wasting time. What the fuck? Just put it in. Just put it. Please. Oh, Jesus Christ. If you're gonna pussy out, I'll just go find that guy that was dancing with you. Fuck. Shut the hell up. Just move. Oh. I mean, I've definitely had worse. You feel fine. What about this? Is that all it takes? Just a little squeeze. Just you wait. So good at it. I said he's good at him, which is fucking stupid. Ow! What the fuck did I say about hair pulling? People figuring out exactly what happens when you abandon your friend for the 15th fucking time with your mother. Yes, you're hot. I've always hated how hot you are. Be quiet. Okay. Hey, quiet. How about this? You keep it down. I'll give you something you can show off. Right here. Just a little marking. Just for tonight. And if you really good, I'll let you mark me too. Don't fish for compliments, it's tacky. You just take the moans however you like. Because you're my friend's fucking idiot brother and always seems to insert himself into everything. Maybe next time we can do this without a condom. Yes, there's going to be a next time. I need a next time. How are you kidding me if it's this good when you're wearing one? See, I can pull hair too. Say it again. Really? Oh, it's a bummer when I squeeze your cock. It's too bad because it sure feels good to me. Well, don't expect me to not squeeze when you're choking me. That was counterintuitive.
Just a minute.
It looks like we're out of time. In a couple of ways. You know, at least you got closer than anyone else has in it. Oh God, that's depressing. No, it's fine. It's par for the course. I mean, well, I've never fucked you before, and we're fucking in a bathroom. I don't know. I don't know what I expected. Okay. No, I didn't expect it. My boyfriend fucked my sister. Just give me a second. I don't know how long that's gonna keep him though. Long enough. Perfect. I needed to grab something. I'll keep that in mind. Give me a break. It's been a while. I didn't crush your head too hard, did I? No. Guess I've lost my touch.
Yeah?
Are you offering all your services? Shit. I didn't even think about how to sneak you out. Be my gay friend. Yes, be my gay friend. My boyfriend was plowing my sister. You're here for support. Roleplay. Which, is that something you're into? Okay. Just, action.
How could he?
Oh. Hi. Okay. Okay. That's what happens when you replace your blood with cocktails. Should probably help. If you could just wait outside the door, let people know it's occupied, and then also she's already really wobbly, and you're a big strong man. I may need help chaperoning her ass to the car. Oh, okay, good. You've got a bachelor's in that. I know the whole plan was to stick it to her, but when she's actually in front of my face, it's I don't want to do that. What are you apologizing for? I don't know, at least you made tonight fun. Surprisingly. Definitely have to put the sleepover on hold. Unless you want to be her replacement. You have to wear the face mask. Okay, that's part of the deal. Okay. Well, then I'm gonna tend to this situation. Thank you.
I don't know what you're saying. It doesn't smell like sex in here.